It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. As the temperatures plummet, how many of us don't pass some of our time dreaming of relaxing on a warm, sandy beach? Elaine LaBaume, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, is here to suggest some beach destinations you can escape to this winter. New Girl, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Happy New Year.
Okay, so it's freezing in Pittsburgh today. We all know that. A beach getaway is sounding pretty darn appealing, but how do we make that a reality?
Well, you know, you can decide that you're going to go someplace near or someplace far. The idea is to get to the ocean. Right away, the psychic benefit is tremendous. So, I mean,
Just thinking about it makes you feel better.
You feel better. I mean, you could literally go to the, you know, Southern Virginia, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina. People go to those beaches this time of year, take a walk on the beach, you know, find some golfing close by, what have you. So you don't have to go super far. You can certainly go down to Florida. And there's so many easy flights to Florida from Pittsburgh. And, you know, from there on, you can get to the Caribbean fairly easily. So the options are there if you want to drive to a beach, fly to a beach. It won't take you that long. You can generally get there by lunchtime.
And I'm always so jealous of you, the places you get to go. You recently returned from a holiday break on the Outer Banks down in, that would be North Carolina.
Yeah.
What's your report?
Well, you know what? I mean, it's very much low season there, which was sweet. A lot of stuff is, you know, closed for the season, but we found a terrific property, the Sanderling Resort, and it's a full service property. So we had everything we wanted. We could take our walks on the beach, runs on the beach, actually. The temps were in the 50s and 60s while we were there, and this was just, what, a week and a half ago. So it's very mild. The hot tub at night, fire up in the s'mores, I know, and Paul's thinking, why wasn't I there? It was just terrific. Everything was uncrowded. I mean, at the Sanderling, they've got a terrific restaurant, the Life Saving Station. So we ate all our meals there, common rooms. We were playing cards. Literally, we taught our 13-year-old how to play poker. I think this is either good or bad. I'm not sure. but you could just get down there this time of year, very quiet, very sweet. And there are places where you can hang out and just love it.
I know this is just sounds crazy to me, but I understand that you like the beaches of Cape Cod year round. And I used to live up in Massachusetts. I can't even imagine what you would find this time of year.
Well, but what you may remember is that the Cape doesn't get any snow. It can be just crazy cold in Boston, you know, a foot of snow, and it's mild on the Cape. I mean, I know this because my mother-in-law lived there for many, many years. So we'd go there. I mean, we were there in October, and it was terrific, and there was no one there. We do go there this time of year. And usually our toehold is in Brewster, you know, which is a lovely little community. Not everything is closed in Brewster. You could still, you know, you do the Cape Cod Rail Trail, the bike trail.
It sounds risky, though, that you would go up there and it would be miserable. I mean, even in the summer, it can be miserable up there,
well,
right?
I mean, all I can tell you is that I have gone there year-round 4 years, and I love the Cape. I do like off-season beaches when it's quiet. You can take those walks on the beach,
sure,
and, you know, the wind's blowing, but you're still at the ocean. Like I said, you may have to wear a coat this time of year, but you know what? It was zero here this morning in Pittsburgh. It's not going to be zero on the Cape.
I'm just trying to picture, like, the beaches of Cape Cod as a nor'easter's coming through.
Well,
safer bet might be Southern California, right? I mean, that's why the Beach Boys sang about it. What are your favorites?
Well, and as a California girl, I say you got to go all the way to San Diego. What a lot of people don't realize the thing is, don't just go to L.A. and you think you're going to go swimming in L.A. because I've been in L.A. in July and the water was too cold. You go to San Diego, 2 hours south, world of difference. You can absolutely swim on the beach in San Diego. So go down there, consider staying at an iconic property like the Hotel Del. Neat thing about it is you go to the beaches in San Diego, every Mexican restaurant is going to be amazing. You know, the smallest dive to the fanciest one, 5-star. You know, maybe go up to Santa Monica, you know, just for the people watching. Venice Beach, you know, a little closer to L.A. But my pick would be San Diego.
Now, pivoting closer to home and the Caribbean Isles, one could get up at dawn and be on the beach by lunchtime, right?
And you can't, assuming you go to one of the closer-in islands. So you're talking about Grand Caymans, where you'd want to go to 7 Mile Beach or Smith's Cove if you want a really quiet, you know, very private experience. Or go to the Bahamas. Lots of great beaches on the Bahamas. There's quieter beaches. But, you know, a lot of people wind up at, like, Pink Sands Beach or Cable Beach, which are better known. And you've got full, you know, full-service properties. It's going to be 80, 90 degrees right now. What are we waiting for?
I don't know. It's, what is it out there now? 5?
It was about 5 when I drove in 20 minutes ago.
Elaine LaBaume is our travel correspondent and joining us here in Studio A. Before we wrap this up, a cruise. a cruise could have you hitting several beaches and in several countries in the span of a week.
Yeah, you see,
is that the way to go?
This might be the easiest thing to do. And I've got several friends who just got back from cruises in the Caribbean. Now, what you want to do is you need a 7-day cruise, because if you take a 3 or 5 day cruise, you're not really getting away, certainly not mentally. With a week, you get into the rhythm. Whatever you do, try to get the newest ship on the cruise line, because they're just so much better than the retrofitted older ships.
Okay, is that, and people have been hearing about just nightmares involving cruises, and that may be just a minute fraction of the number.
I mean, I've not had a bad experience. You can have a bad experience.
How many cruises have you gone on?
Anywhere. 3.
Okay, well.
Well, maybe I'm not a good sample size, but you know what? Personally, I don't know anyone who's been on one of those cruises.
Who's had a bad time?
Who's had a bad time.
It's all the bad ones that end up getting all the publicity.
In the news. Right. Exactly. So, but think
that
7 days.
Darn media.
Yeah. Western Caribbean itinerary or Eastern Caribbean. You get to some great beaches. You get to St. Martin. You get to Jamaica. You get to Cozumel in Mexico. Royal Caribbean cruise lines, Carnival cruise lines have great new ships, both of them. You're going to have a ball.
Well, it's fun to think about, and the great thing about what you impart to us from your vast expertise, Elaine, is how to make it happen.
Just do it.
Okay.
Yep.
Words of wisdom early in 2015. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New
Year. Good to see you again. Elaine LaBaume tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, and she joins us each and every Thursday. Thanks again, Elaine. Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. A programming note, we mentioned yesterday that we would be talking to a Pitt professor and Ukraine native named Tim Malovanov about his efforts to create change in his country amid economic challenges and conflicts with Russia. He will now be appearing on our show on Monday. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.